Welcome to A Better Way with Crossroads Bible Church. At CBC, we believe growth happens in small groups, and in season two of our podcast, we will be talking about small group leadership. The goal is to provide guidance and support to our leaders so they can welcome others, ask good questions, listen well, and point people to Jesus. And now your host, Britt Owsley.
Welcome back to our podcast. Today we are talking about small group content. So I even wanted to call this curriculum, but it's a little bit wider than that. When we're talking about content in small groups, it's really whatever it is that your small group is kind of getting together to talk about or will be discussing. There's some sort of source of discussion for your group. There's books of the Bible. There might be a set curriculum that you've chosen and or is chosen for you and that you're going through. There could be a Right Now Media study, or it could be getting together to reflect on practices that you're doing together as a group. Whatever it is that the content of your group that you're getting together for is, that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, Britt, every leader that's led a small group or is thinking about leading a small group, this is a big deal for them. So it's important on the one hand to think about how do we go about picking content, and it's also important to know that the content isn't the most important thing we're doing, but we want to help leaders feel comfortable with that and to talk about the process some.
Yeah, so we're wanting to help, you know, in this conversation, you to not only choose the content, but also consider like what it means to lead through a particular content that you've chosen, and then how to evaluate how that went with your group members.
Yeah, content is just so important because commonly people just, you're always trying to think like, what's the group going to like? What's the group going to enjoy? And sometimes we tend to leave out of the conversation like, God, what do you have for me next? I remember the first time that I heard someone, it may have even been you, Sherry, we were talking about reading a book, and it was just like, well, I think I need to pray about whether the Lord is inviting me to read that book next. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, huh. I wonder if that thought has occurred to me before now, like choosing a book to read, just does it sound interesting? Does it sound good? Mm. And so, but thinking about where the Holy Spirit wants to take us in a group, that kind of brings into a different light about choosing and leading and what is the end goal? How do we want spiritual growth to happen during this particular group time?
Mm-hmm. And we can have been in such a long habit of just thinking we kind of just like get the lay of the land. We've listened to a couple of comments from group members and we're just going to choose something. And we really do forget the process of really inviting the Lord into like putting our eyes on something in particular and helping us understand something about why that would be a good thing for us to do next together.
Yeah, I think it's really easy for leaders to want to get that off their plate and want to be decided, okay, this is what we're going to do next. And what we're talking about is a process of allowing some room for God and maybe lengthening that process of thinking through and examining your heart and knowing the people in your group. Where's God really want you to lead? Where is he leading them? What is he already doing in your group? And then kind of respond to that.
Yeah, another thought about if you're leading a new group, often you feel that pressure to figure out the content because that is what you're going to use to invite people into the group. Hey, we're going to be doing this as our study. Are you interested in doing this? You know, as opposed to saying, hey, we really are wanting to grow in this way. I'm not sure what the content is yet. You know, like that would just be a whole different thought. Sometimes thinking of content as the vehicle is the important thing. Like, how do we want to grow should be the first question.
And another temptation I would have had for years and years is like, I would have been scared of anything that others would be scared of. Like if I thought there was any chance it was going to create resistance, it would have been easy for me to like completely eliminate that out of my view as a possibility of what we would do next. And we really want to encourage people in our body here to not be afraid of resistance to content when it shows up, because it's important to remember that that's actually where the Spirit is stirring. There's something going on. Like that's where a person's really showing up. They're discovering who they are when they discover what they're resisting. And our opportunity is to be with them in that and to also help them understand in a way that they've maybe never understood before that the Lord is actually here and wanting to help them in the midst of the resistance.
Yeah, I like this idea that content is a vehicle for growth. Like, we're not getting together just for this content. Like, we're not Biblians. We're Christians. We're here to let Christ enter our lives and God grow us. And the Bible and the truth that comes from the Bible that may be taught through Right Now Media Study or a different topical book or something, the content of Scripture is there for us to get to know God better. And so one thing that I actually really love about this whole discussion of we want this to be a thing where we invite God into the process, we invite him in. But then we also want to remember the pressure really isn't on us for the content to be good. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not really the question. The question is, are we making room for God to come be with us? And he can really use any study that he wants to benefit his people. So maybe you didn't pick the best thing. That's okay. There's not a ton of pressure to get this right as much as it is an invitation to invite God into it.
And I think one of the things I really want to encourage leaders to do is like when you get interested in content, it's a really good idea to get familiar with it enough that you understand what the goal of the content is. And then it's good to keep in mind what like goal of the whole group experience is for you as a leader, what you believe God's calling you to lead people into. So then you can like flesh it out with if it's you know, maybe it's more informational, but you also want your group to be relational. What kind of questions are you going to need to bring to the content that helps it be a relational conversation that you're having together each time that you meet?
Yeah, it really seems like that there is a process we need to go through as leaders. And what does that mean? What should I be looking at? What should I be thinking about? What should I be asking God about? And how can I arrange my schedule and also arrange my heart to allow room for that? Because that's a part that's often missed because I feel like, this is my break. Mm. So I don't have to think about that. And when it'll come up in September, then I'll think about it and go on. So what kind of process should I be doing as a group leader preparing for that my group on September?
Mm-hmm. What that also makes me think about is just that in my experience talking with different leaders, sometimes the question of what do we do can almost feel like, well, we've done so many, pretty much anything we're going to do is going to feel like repetition. And that's just where I would almost want to ask the question of like, what's something that wouldn't? You know, there's a lot of groups that'll go through different studies in different parts of the Bible, and they'll hit something Old Testament, New Testament, maybe marriage, a topic of theology, forgiveness, and then they'll kind of cycle through again. And everything kind of feels samey. So then it's like, what is maybe a piece of content that could kind of change, kind of break up the rhythm a little bit? Mm-hmm. Maybe be different for your group, might require a little bit of stretching. It might be a little bit uncomfortable, but it might be something that's good for y'all.
Mm-hmm. It's also good to recognize when you have grown out of a particular teacher. Like if you've been, under the same teacher for years, have you heard what they have to say? Do you understand like where they're coming from, what their relationship with God is, how it is that they teach from that place? And it's really time for you to move on to another kind of influence from that space. It can be easy to talk, and what you're saying, Britt, about kind of doing the same old thing. It's easy to get stuck into listening to the same teacher over and over again.
Maybe you go back to that teacher after a while, yes. But sometimes a little bit of a break might be enough to kind of shake the ground a little bit.
Yeah, and a great teacher is trying to like mentor you out of themselves. They don't see themselves as being your only teacher for their entire lifetimes, right? That's part of their goal as a teacher.
An example of that for me, I feel like for a number of years I consumed a lot of things that Francis Chan taught.
Yeah.
And I feel like I really kind of imbibed a lot of his message. And so after a while, it almost started to sound like he was saying the same thing over and over again because I'd learned what he wanted to teach me. And so after a while, I just kind of started looking for other teachers, like this idea of a teacher mentoring you out of themselves.
Yeah.
To where you've kind of moved on from what they're trying to teach people. Mm-hmm. And then you can go find other sources of truth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I think another thing that's right along those lines is the amount of content we have available to us now is huge. I mean, it's unlimited, basically. But there's also videos content, books, movies. There's all kinds of different ways to stir your soul and to get you to connect with God and the scriptures. So you just be creative, and there's lots of different things you can do, and you don't have to do the same old, because that's what everybody's expecting.
Yeah, there's definitely a variety of types of groups that we have in women's ministry, right? So like Moms Together is a group that doesn't, it's not a Bible study. It's really a conversation about how faith impacts our life. And so a year or so ago, we had the idea, kind of the pandemic started up really for us, the idea of, well, what if we listen to podcasts? And that way, you know, like Sherry, you were talking about outgrowing your teacher. Well, what if there was a different teacher every week? And what if we were hearing lots of voices and we were coming together to just say, hey, you know, what do you think about this person's ideas about, you know, parenting or whatever the topic was for the week? But there was an overarching theme to where we were trying to go with all these different podcasts and all these different voices. And sometimes, like in life with God, the curriculum is very set and it is the same teacher every week. But yet the curriculum is taking you to a particular place. And it's important as a leader to know where the curriculum is taking you. It's kind of funny because it just very commonly happens when people come out of participating in life with God and decide that they want to be a leader in life with God, they have to go through a 5-week training to become a leader that is written by the authors of Life with God. And it happens like literally every time that the participants read, it's spelled out for you very clearly what the trajectory is over the 5 semester. You know, there's an arc. Semester one, they want to take you here to here to here to here, right? And so it's kind of spelled out for you. And always people going through the training are like, oh, now I really understand. So like knowing where the content is going as a leader is really important. But like you said, Stu, there's so many different avenues of what that could look like.
You know, another thing that I really want us to pay attention to, there's a book that's been influential with me. It's called STIR, Spiritual Transformation in Relationships is what that stands for, written by Mindy Caliguire. And she spends time asking you to think about like the different stages of faith and where you're at and the kind of people that you're meeting with. And so just in, you know, briefly, you've got groups that are formed that are around people who are new in their faith and they're just learning. They're really looking to the facilitator to provide a lot of content for them in the small group. Then you've got the second group that's more like they're understanding more and there's more room for them to like ask their own questions and engage. Like the participant is doing quite a bit of the, this is what we're going to focus on because they know enough now to like know what their own questions are, what they want to understand better. And then there's the third group, which is really like your peers. You've been on the journey a long time. You're not depending on a facilitator to really bring you a lot of new content, but you're wanting a place to be real honest about, you know, what your journey is like and like be co-leading each other through something. So what kind of a group has God called you to lead? Is it like unknown to you? I have no idea where people are in that spectrum of things. Is it something that you've been leading for a while and you could kind of name, oh yeah, we're that middle group, or we're that first group, or we're the third group? And what kind of content actually matches where that group is needing help or how they could grow and develop their faith further? And that could take a little bit of time to figure that out if that's something that you've never considered before. But again, that's where, you know, any of us that are sitting here doing this podcast would absolutely love to be in that conversation with you.
Yeah, when I hear you say that, it just makes me think about the different groups we have at Crossroads, because we've got groups that are in all three of those kinds of stages. And another thing, actually, I've heard you talk about previously, just talking about STIR, being a fan of this book, the idea that someone that's in that third stage has the opportunity to kind of revert back to stage one, that if you're in this stage where you're all peers and you all are kind of like at the same level, you then can go find a new place where you need to learn a new aspect of theology or an area of the Bible or a way of practicing the faith, that you're kind of coming back to the 101 stage. And yes, you go back to that stage one and you're all learners again. And how this can be kind of a fresh cycle as you grow you then can continue to grow together.
Right. It's so important to keep a sense of vitality and freshness to be a learner again. We all need to stay that happening somewhere in our journey all along the way.
Yeah, in women's ministry, we have loved the book Stir. It's kind of been the template for our different kinds of groups, honestly. So we have Learn Together groups who focus on learning. And then we have Practice Together groups who, what Mindy calls that second stage of journeying together, of what does it mean to practice the way of Jesus. And then we want to grow into also having follow together groups.
Which is an excellent example of being attentive in that way helps you frame content that then facilitates where people are at.
Yes.
Yeah, so what we're talking about is just trying to redefine the process of how we go about thinking about how our group's going to grow, how we can encourage that. And we really, first part of that conversation has to be God. We want to come back to God being the initiator, which He is, of the relationships. He calls us, He woos us into relationship with Him. And as He does that, as He's growing us, He calls us into loving relationships with others. And if we're leading a small group, we want to then allow space for Him to think about, what are you trying to do in me? What's going on in me, and what's going on in my group, and how is that all connected? It really takes some space and some time. And one thing I want to just encourage small group leaders with is there's some mystery to that. I mean, we can try to define what type of group it is, and we can look at where we've been, but God moves in some mysterious ways sometimes. And I really want to be open to the new things He's doing in me and the new things He's doing to our group. Part of that content about doing different types of content, not getting stuck, that we talked about. But the main thing we just want to make sure everybody catches is that it's going to God first, and God is throughout the process continually being there, so we can say as we're going through, even if we're mid-semester, what is He doing now? And maybe we need to go somewhere else. Maybe I prepared this content, but people bring to the group this other thing, and I want to facilitate what God is doing in them. So just want to leave space for that and grace for that, and just realize that there is some mystery to it.
So as we're asking God about content, we're trying to consider what it is that we're going to do. A question that comes up for me is, what's okay as content? You know, there's stuff out there that I don't 100% agree with, and really anything other than the Bible is not going to be 100% correct. The Bible is the only infallible source of truth. Everything else, I could probably find something that I could criticize or pick at. And so just a concept that I like to go back to is an idea of reading with a Sharpie. So if I were reading a book and every sentence in it I think is wonderful, but I come across a sentence that I disagree with, I feel like I'm presented with the option of, I could throw out the book now because we've got one sentence in it that's wrong. It sort of contaminates the whole thing. Or I can just cross it out and just ignore that sentence and just keep going. Because everything up to that point I found beneficial, I found worth reading, and if there's something that's objectionable, I just kind of ignore it and keep going. A phrase that I like also to refer to this is chewing the meat and spitting out the bones. You know, just take what's worth eating and then what's worth setting aside, just spit it out. So there's lots of things out there that might be challenging for a group that might include some things that you don't 100% agree with. But God might be leading you to read a book like that. And there might be some things you disagree with that is an opportunity for you to be sharpened in your understanding, even if it's your understanding of why you disagree with those ideas. That could be something God is leading your group to. And I just want to encourage you, it's okay for your content to be a little bit wrong about something.
Yeah, I'd like to comment about that a little bit. I love that you just said that, because there are so many beneficial things out there. And if we only read people that we like 100% agree with, we are going to stagnate in our growth so severely. Like, there are people in the body of Christ who are very different from us and have different ideas about lots of things, but they have some very helpful, beneficial things that are in our growth. And I always like to think about it, but I'm probably going to be in heaven with these people someday. So maybe I should learn to, you know, listen to what they have to think, even if I disagree with them. So I think it's wonderful for groups to come together and to dialogue about, well, why is it that you don't like that? Or whatever. It also makes me think about a very common experience that I have encountered with people going through the Life with God curriculum. While we're not talking about things that we would like theologically disagree with, I mean, we're not talking about that at all. We're just talking about people who are like, I don't really like this. I just don't like it. I don't like the experience. It's not speaking to me. And that, you know, as a new group is forming to begin Life with God, I talk to every new group about that idea, that at some point in this 3-year journey, if you stick it out to the end, you're going to encounter something that you really just don't prefer, that you really don't like. That is really okay. Like, we are so accustomed, we're so averse to discomfort, to pain, to things that don't make us comfortable, that we want to shy away from them. And yet, oftentimes, those are the places that God usually spurs on growth in us. I can think of a number of people that I've had a conversation with about specifically what I was just talking about life with God, who may have shown up every week and said, I don't really like this. I just don't like this semester. I'm not getting anything out of it. But then, like a semester or two later, come back and go, oh my goodness, I understand now. I get it now. And so I think it's really important for us to, just like in all relationships, if you've been married for more than 10 minutes, you know, you realize that relationships are dynamic. They're changing. I may feel like totally in love with you one day, and I may have a season where I'm tolerating you, you know? That is the way human relationships work. It's the way small groups are going to work. It's the way our relationship with God is going to work. Not on God's end, but on our end. That's the way it's going to work. That we are going to have resistances and not want to go to particular places. And we should acknowledge that, realize that that's where we are, and have a conversation with God about why do I dislike this? What is it that you want to show me? Like I feel like it's more common for people to go to group and just tell their group, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. But okay, well, have you talked to God about why you don't like it? Like, what is it that He wants to have a conversation with you about that's going on inside your heart? That is the goal. That is where growth happens.
And I think one of the things that's so important about this is one of the reasons why we're, I think, struggling with maturity in our faith is because if we haven't faced difficulty in our faith, in our journey with God, difficulty relating to God, difficulty submitting to something that other people are telling us helps us have a better relationship with God, and then when is the opportunity to actually have others or have God come alongside us and actually learn how to travel through difficulty? And if we haven't actually learned how to do that process, it's so easy for us to give up on our faith and walk away and turn our backs and do something easier.
Yeah. Or not just to give up on your faith, but give up on the group you're in or give up on the church that you're going to and
right.
just try Whatever to find version. People who are more like-minded. Yeah.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
So I love that we're naming that content can be something that could be difficult for us, could be life-giving for us, you know, depending on the season that we're in. And Sherry, earlier, what you were talking about of just kind of what stage we're in as a group, you know, whether we're learning together, kind of we're fresh, or we're kind of walking together as peers, wherever we're at, you know, we have a lot of opportunities with the curriculum that we have. There's so much content that's out there. Stu, you were saying that earlier. And, you know, I really marvel sometimes at just the things that we do have available. We are really blessed with the number of Christian teachers that are out there creating content like no Christian in history has really ever had access to before. We have access to a wealth of resources. There's so many things that God can teach us that Christians in the past wouldn't have been able to hear about. So I want to name just the gift that that is for us. One thing I want to just mention here is that we have some resources available through Crossroads, particularly through our website. There's going to be a page that you'll find there that has lists of books that different leaders at Crossroads have recommended. They've gone through with groups that they found fruitful. There's also a link to find some Right Now Media studies that are the same that CBC leaders have recommended. And what I like about that is because, you know, Right Now Media, I sometimes like to say, is like the Netflix of Bible studies. There's so much stuff on there. And like you were saying, Stu, other than Right Now Media, there's just so much, so many books out there. There's so many things that you could do that you could use as content. I like that we have this compiled list of things that CBC leaders have recommended, because it's like they've done them at groups here. It kind of is an opportunity to narrow a little bit on your choices, just to test some things out and see what has already worked in our community. Also, I am available. Dylan is available. Our staff is available. If anyone wants to talk through something that they're thinking about, maybe God is leading them towards, if they have any questions, we are here to help make these kinds of decisions and support you as you're picking content for your group. So I want to say thank you to the leaders that listened to this. I just hope this was beneficial in our discussion of talking about selecting content, including God in that process, letting this process be something more than maybe you've experienced before, and that this would be a benefit for your groups.